I am blessed to have the insights and situational knowledge of a young super entrepreneur, a celebrity entrepreneur, James Maslow, joining me here with this edition right from his hotel room, about to go take a nap as he is fighting the travel colds. Welcome back, my friend. It's always great to see you.
Good to see you, brother. I love that we can keep these going even quite literally on opposite sides of the world.
Yeah, man, you're incredible. And what I love about you and our guests, by the way, is that certain people show up no matter what. I'm going to repeat that. Certain people show up no matter what. Other people live in blame, shame, and justification of why they can't do what they promised to do. And you're not feeling 100%. You're on tour, 100 cities this year. I know what it's like to be on tour. I don't have the talent that you and our guest have, but I do tour 200 cities a year, and I always make sure, no matter what, it's non-negotiable, I show up. How important is it in your entire maturation that you've always shown up regardless of the circumstances?
I mean, I think it's the biggest differentiator between myself and just about anyone else that I know or work with outside of you. And that's why we become friends. That's why I consider you one of my mentors. Showing up, whether it's your fitness journey and just getting to the gym, is at least half the battle. If you're an actor, just getting your lines down to the audition and making a choice, I'd say, is more than half the battle. As an entrepreneur, as a musician, I mean, any part of it, you just have to be there. It's the discipline of saying, I'm going to show up no matter what. And yesterday, so, you know, I'm fighting a little cold. It's annoying. Some of my bandmates got it. Almost the entire crew has it. And I've gone back and forth with this mindset of, man, I need to sing. I'm a singer, and this is affecting how I sound. That's stressful. Yeah, okay, sure, that's true. But then yesterday, I just told myself, you know what? It was that we were playing Paris. I was excited to be there, and I just kept going, it's going to be the best show ever. You know, and I talked to my MDs, like, you need any help today? I say, you know what? No, because it's going to be the best show ever. Yeah. And I just kept warming up, and I was there, and I just showed up even earlier to be on my piano to warm up. And truly, by the time I got to the show, I was like, I feel pretty damn good. I sound pretty damn good. Was it more work than other shows? Hell yeah, it was. And was it my best show ever? Maybe not. But had I not gone in with that mentality, I think that my stress would have led to it being way worse, or would have led to the first mistake that I made, or the first note I was flat. And by the way, plenty of those. I might have hyper-fixated and focused on it. But instead, I just showed up and said, man, I'm grateful to be here. I'm happy to be here. And it was a pretty damn good show.
One of the things that's so interesting is the emotional expense that we put in for our communities. And it becomes very easy to be resentful and feel guilty because of the emotional expense that we don't, although everybody wishes they were James Maslow on tour, thousands of adoring fans. You know, when we do the show, the people log in to just how much they love you. But there's always the aspect of, man, I'm not sure my wife, my kids, my friends appreciate the emotional expense of what I'm doing. They only see the glamour in it. Do you ever feel resentful when you're on the road?
Rarely, until I'm sick. But, you know, the last couple of days dealing with that, I've definitely had a little bit of those feelings. And I actually want to put that back to you, Dave, and ask you. I know maybe ask Justin this question as well. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, thank you.
When you are, I rarely feel those feelings of like resentful or frustrated until sometimes I'm not 100%. And then I kind of have the poor me moments. But, you know, because my mentor is David Meltzer, those are not long, they're minutes and they're moments. But how do you deal with that, David? And then maybe kick it next to Justin. When you're not feeling 100% and you don't feel like people really get it, what do you do to knock yourself out of that? Because that's what I've been constantly doing, is reminding myself, like, you know what? Nobody's going to get it. That's okay. I chose this unique path, this unique life, and it's incredible. And so it's my position has been, I'm just going to show up and be the best version I can be no matter what. But how do you do it?
You know, for me, it's that stop, drop, and roll modality of my life, is that I know how the human experience works. We have uncertainty that creates fear. We respond automatically with an ego to protect ourselves from the uncertainty. So we have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. These are the things, the patterns that I picked up on for 50 some years of starting to understand my own human existence and experience, where I started to focus wasn't on the instant and obvious when I'm angry, worried, resentful, or guilty. It was, how was I responding? How was I responding? And solely focusing in on, this is how I tend to respond to these interferences, these ego-based reactions to the uncertainty of the circumstances that arise, like getting sick, like, you know, missing an occasion, whatever it may be. And as I became more of an expert in the response to the reaction to fear, I could shorten that distance of resistance that stopped me from doing what I wanted to do. Just like you had that amazing mindset that this is going to be a great show. Was it your best show? Probably you weren't capable of having your best show because of the physical nature of what you do. Yeah. And I know I've done that on stage as well without having the physical demands that you have at your age. You know, when you're my age, the physical demand of just waking up sometimes can be insurmountable, but I do it every morning. So
you're not that old yet, buddy. It's rare for me to take this position.
Yeah, we practice the response to the reaction by stopping, breathing, dropping to ease, and reminding, remembering, and recollecting with my faith in God that I'm being protected and promoted, and this is how he strengthens me. This is just like bench press, squats, or cleans. That's the exact same thing. I'm not going to get any stronger unless he presents evidence or no evidence that I'm going to get to where I want to be, so I can build the different skills and knowledge other than the physicality of the shoulders or the biceps that, you know, you guys are fearful of. So anyway, I'm sure Justin, he's on tour as much as you, and he's been in Wicked. He's been in the biggest show in the world on TV. Billions of people have watched him. What is your mechanism or modality to help when we're not 100% and we feel resentful because of it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me here. I adore both of you. Have gotten to work with you both separately, and now that we get to do this together, it's really awesome. So thank you.
So good to have you, bud.
Yeah, so good to have you, man, and be here, rather. And yeah, I, as a fellow singer, James, you know, it's like you look around and you're on tour, or for me, it's more often than not being on a Broadway stage, and I'm like, why couldn't have God made me a guitarist, right? You can jump. You can show up drunk, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. And yet in those moments, I realized, like, oh, okay, I've been given this gift. And specifically for Broadway, to the both of the points that you're both saying, it's like there's someone in that audience. It's their first Broadway show. Inevitably, it happens, right? Especially when you're part of the bigger properties. And if I don't go out and give 100% of whatever I've got, I'm shortchanging someone. And it reminds me of my own origin story, which is I was in Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium, which doesn't even exist anymore in Georgia, in Atlanta. And it was like 1984 and the Jackson's Victory Tour. It was like all the brothers, Michael was there. And I remember being in that audience, and long story short, I pointed up to the stage and I said, I want to do that to myself. I want to do that. And that moment then spawned all the other things that I've gotten to do. And I found myself on a stage in front of 30,000 screaming fans after the first season of American Idol when we were on tour. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm doing that thing. And my hope was, I hope someone else in the audience is out there saying, hey, because of me or one of the other people up here, I want to do that. So at the end of the day, I realized, okay, I'm going to give, just like you said, James, 100% of whatever I got, because they don't know it's not my best show, because it's probably the only show that they're going to see, right? Yeah. So they're going to give 100% of what I got. But ultimately, to David's point, it is the perspective of understanding that, okay, when these things happen, and I've been given these gifts, which I believe God has given us all gifts, it's like how this, most people say, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why me? As opposed to, why is this happening for me?
Or through me. Yeah. And then I love saying, try me. You know, when other people say, why me? I'm a try me guy. Okay, yeah. God, try me. Try me. Yeah. It's my turn to show you my faith.
And when it happens, you're like, what is the, oh, I have an opportunity to create a strategy that if this happens again, it's not going to happen as badly, or I can overcome it more quickly. And so when you think about that, how's this happening for me, then it becomes less of a burden and more of a blessing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, to that point, I hit up one of my doctors, a dear friend of mine, and I was like, man, I'm on this regimen of vitamins and supplements. Started talking to him like, what could I improve? And we really started going through the list. And it's like, how much vitamin C are you taking? It's like, could be taking more, will be taking more. And mm-hmm. to that point, I love that mentality. It's like, all right, not going to let it affect me. Not that bad. You know, it's going to do what it does, but I'm going to move on and just focus on how do I bulletproof myself a little more for next time. I think that's an awesome mentality, Justin.
Well, let me shift gears because this is Celebrity Entrepreneur Show. And one of the most surprising things to me, and I love being both of your friends, is what extraordinary entrepreneurs you are. You know, there's a left side of the brain and a right side of the brain, and never the two shall meet, but they do. They do when you're a celebrity entrepreneur, and they do meet and create an extraordinary entrepreneur. And, you know, James, while you're on the road, Justin, you have so many different things going on. How are you taking business? And Justin, for you, as we kind of go around the horn, you know, let everybody know about the extraordinary business that you have with your wife. You blow my rooms away. We're going to see each other Monday at Jim Quick's Limitless. We'll be on our TV show in Vegas. We'll be at the Aspire Tour together in Atlanta. Everybody hears what you're doing business-wise, and they're like, they get over the big-eyed celebrity thing when they see you and James when you guys start talking business.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate to have an amazing partner in Kim Walsh Phillips, and she is just a marketing genius. She's the genius behind much of Kevin, Mr. Wonderful O'Leary's marketing, wrote a book with Dan S. Kennedy called The Direct Response Social Media, No BS Guide to Direct Response Social Media Marketing. Like, oh, anyway, so when you have someone like that on your side, and then I bring the things that I really love to do and that I excel at and that all three of us really excel at, which is like, how do I take that story, because it's marketing is just a story, and the story that you tell, that's the brand, right? The story that you tell, oversimplified. And like, how do I use my voice, my face, and my body to help really make it an experience? Because you think about all the commercials we watch, all of the advertising we watch now more than ever is entertainment. So instead of educating, how do we entertain our audience? So Kim and I come together and we do that. And we have a company called Powerful Professionals. And so what we do is we empower entrepreneurs, successful business owners to scale their business via the power of LinkedIn by finding their exact right fit person that is like the client that we wake up and we're like, ah, I know this person's going to do what I tell them to do, do it on time and get the results, right? And how to clone those people using the power of LinkedIn, which is a place that people come and do business. So that is what we do. I love it because I get to do everything that I get to do in the entertainment space, but then really empower entrepreneurs to not necessarily be as robotic sometimes and just do it their own way, right? To create their own brand, their own story, and attract the right fit people in with the right fit message. So it's super awesome. I get to, it's like,
That's great. And so wonderful you get to work with your wife. I'm experiencing that with my fiance, Caitlin, and I have been working on building a supplement business, which we are moments away from launching. We're looking at top of the year. And you just kind of bringing this full circle in this conversation, feeling a little bit under the weather has actually inspired a conversation about our next product. We have a mind, body, and focus product coming out first, but then be like, hey, you know what? An immunity product is definitely a smart thing that we'll start focusing on. But to David's question, how do I manage it on tour? The time difference presents a unique challenge, but this is actually where my day starts. My day's off, you know, 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m., roughly, translation here in Europe. And then I go until 11 or midnight or whatever I need to do to make sure that I'm getting everything done, from developing the IP and the film and TV side to the couple of books I'm working on, to the supplement company, to speaking, to my own shows, to all these amazing things that I am blessed to be able to be doing and building. So beginning this conversation, we're talking about just showing up and doing it. And I think in order to do that and not be stressed, it also comes to organization. To put it on your calendar, to just having no excuse not to be there. You know you're going to be there, so the only person you're letting down really is yourself and your calendar if you don't show up.
You guys are incredible. And one of the things you do well is the non-negotiable behavior. Is you have matured from the young superstars that you were into more middle-aged. I hate to do that to you, but, you know, getting there.
Kind of hurts.
Nonetheless, and I don't want the big time.
Yeah, rush stretch in when he says that.
Don't big time rush does not want to hear middle age. But more importantly, you know, you don't get to where you're at unless you have non-negotiable behavior. But one of the attributes that a lot of people don't talk about is prioritization. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to be disciplined about, I work out every day, I eat right, I go to sleep, all the things you guys do every day. But I would love to finish up as celebrity entrepreneurs. You know, what is your process of prioritization for the circumstantial behavior like travel, getting sick, having multiple cities in 1 week? Would love to hear your prioritization advice.
Yeah, go for it, James.
Well, that's been an interesting one. So seeing as resting my voice has become a priority I didn't plan on for this week, I've simply shifted things that could shift. And so you prioritize health and wellness. Even speaking of working out every day, that's a priority for a number of reasons. It's not just looking the way that I want to look, which is maybe even a bigger priority for me on the acting side and musician side than most people. I want to show up and people just go, oh, that's the guy for this role, or that's, it makes sense. But it very much is so that I can continue to do my best work on stage, my best work as a fiance, my best work as a team leader and a teammate. And so that will always be a non-negotiable. And sleep is one of those things that I do my best to make a non-negotiable. But, you know, our tour bus didn't arrive from Paris until this hotel until 4 a.m. And some things you just can't control. And so you shrug those ones off, keep everything as consistent as possible when you can. And then when things are out of your control, you don't focus on them. You still show up to the things that you did prioritize. And again, for me, you know, if I have like hour long, I'm working on a book right now, that isn't necessary to get done right now. So that 2-hour chat got pushed to next week because the priority here is me doing my show, me being on tour and giving the fans the best possible show they can have. But otherwise, you know, if I were deathly ill, it would be different perhaps. But since I'm feeling good, my mentality is I'm going to feel better and I'm getting all the vitamins and help I can, I keep everything as close to how it originally was as possible, because that also, the normality of having some routine, especially when I'm in a different city or country every day, Justin's nodding in such agreement, that to me is so healthy and so important. I think it's hard for some people to understand. They might go to, why don't you cancel everything? And people ask me that even about today and tomorrow. I'm like, because guys, I crave moving my career forward, moving these priorities that I already set forth forward, and showing up for my friends and my business partners. All of these things, this right now, makes me genuinely happy. So I think that's something perhaps to remember. If you don't feel good or things don't go right, don't just abandon ship. Maybe move a couple things around, but you go back to zero, I think it's making your next week so much more difficult. It's making your next day more difficult, and it's actually adding in more stress.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd co-sign on that, because in the Broadway musical, Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll says, the only thing constant is change. The only thing constant is change. And that's true, but we have more control than that. And you spoke so eloquently to that, James, about like, hey, yes, that consistency has changed, but within that change, I can actually create something that is grounded and rooted in the values and the principles that I uphold. For me, I think of it, and as you were talking about that, I was like, this word that I don't even think is a word or phrase came to my mind. And it's like thermostatic identity. That's it for me. It's like, and what you're talking about is that, James, and I know, David, the conversations that we've had about Napoleon Hill and whatnot, like it is so much of what we're talking about is identity. What is the identity that I'm going to carry through every single day that is going to determine the choices that I make, the thoughts that I think, how I behave in situations? And so for me, it is so vital for me to actually focus on that identity the very first thing I get up. I have a morning mantra that I've written out that is like that identity. And why I say thermostatic, it's like, where am I going to set my thermostat? Am I going to set it high? Am I going to then make sure that I behave and speak and think and correct my thinking patterns from that place, or adjust my thinking patterns from that place? Or am I going to set it low? And that determines my day. And then the compound effect of that over the week, over the months, over the years, is the difference between people who want to live the type of lifestyles that we live, want to have the success that we have had, and many of the people who are watching have had and listening have had, and the people who are just dreaming about it and doing it rather. You know what I mean? Like, so that to me is super important. So I have a morning mantra And then I get up and I do my thing. I have a little afternoon. I said it. I love shortcuts on the iPhone, by the way. Get into shortcuts on the iPhone. It's actually brilliant in terms of reminding you to do things. And then I have an evening mantra. And all of that helps me to stay focused throughout the day. So when those changes come up, when those unexpected moments happen, I almost literally have a blueprint that I just refer back to. And then eventually I feel it more and more becoming who I am, not what I do. And it's been such a powerful shift for me. And I know that, you know, with Think and Grow Rich and all the things that you do, David, like James and I are just like, we're like, yep. It all makes sense. And it all fits and comes back to you.
It's amazing how those habits, the practices, the consistent, persistent pursuit of our own individual potential, but also how we align the meaning of the past, the setbacks, failures, and mistakes that we all have shared as well to inspire other people in their own divine direction by knowing what we want each day, who can help us, and how best to get that done. And for me, that's the importance. And one of the things that holds true watching both of you is just remember, and I wish somebody, or I was seeking the mentorship in my 30s. I would have saved myself over $100 million, by the way. But beyond that, you know, if you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want, and a power of a wish. If you're unhealthy, you only have one wish. And that's true with Steve Jobs and so many other people in the world that we look up to in the entrepreneurial space. Don't discount I am. And what I am represents is that healthy, wealthy, and happy and worthy individuals that my friends James and Justin Guarini. Justin Guarini, we are going to let you go get your shit done. I will see you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. I cannot wait. Let me know how I can be of service or value. Where can people reach out? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm at Disney right now with my family, having an amazing time sharing just beautiful core memories of my kids. I'm having so much fun. And with Kim as well. I would love to, as a free gift, just for the entrepreneurs out there who want to scale their business, who want to really, really dial in on that perfect customer and be able to clone them. I think Gigi has the link if she could drop it in. It's just a free course, the LinkedIn Lead Machine. It is the 5 fastest ways to land clients without ads using the power of LinkedIn. So it's a free gift. It's my gift and my thanks to all of you. Thank you so very much for having me on. I really appreciate being here.
So good to see you, and I hope to see you in person again soon. I'm jealous my guys get to be together next week.
We get to be together next week, but I want to see you on stage. So when you come stateside, please let me know, man. Please reach out. I would love to come stage and support you.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
Justin, thank you. We'll post that link, Gigi, if you can, right there. Over 60,000 leads. If you want something like that on LinkedIn, I know where you can find them, the experts in that space. But more importantly, kind, unbelievably honest people. You could tell by the smile. We're going to get there together. Thank you so much, Justin. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye, buddy.
David, I'm going to have to let you close this one.
Yeah.
I'll just say thank you so much. So much love. Justin, if my words are coming out, thank you for jumping on this. Always such a ball of positivity, inspiration. Thank you.
Good luck, brother. Thank you. All right. Let James go. We will finish up. All right. My takeaway of the day is a thermostat ID. Go ahead and set your thermostat as high as you can. Know the limitations of the past. Putting a thermostat on where you can be, you will reset your life to that thermostat. Check out my friends. There is the link to go ahead and get your LinkedIn leads for free. There we go. So awesome. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We appreciate our extraordinary co-host and guest. Justin Guarini is a stud, and so is James Maslow. They feel like young brothers of mine. They keep me young and keep me smart, keep me sharp, keep me fired and motivated and inspired to empower others to be happy. Let's all make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.